Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ngiyakubingelela mlaleli egameni elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha ubingelelwa yimi usizo kaZuma. La sikhuluma ngengqekithi yokukholwa in our program called Heart and Soul ku Radio Pulpit AM 657. Kulenyanga siyaqhubeka futhi ngesihloko esithi uNkulunkulu uzokulwela. God will fight for you, and I want to tell you ukuthi kulempi obhekane nayo manje uNkulunkulu definitely will fight for you. Ngeke azakuyekelele. One of the things that I have found ngoNkulunkulu ukuthi sometimes uma kuba nzima empini wena bese soya give up, bese soya yekelela uthi awusayingeni, usimakade uvele athathe wena akutshate bese sekulwa yena, and then at the end of the battle akubeke phansi. Mawubheke emuva uzithole unqobile, uzibuza ukuthi unqobe kanjani, kanti uNkulunkulu huye besekalwa ngaleso sikhathi. So we've differentiated ukuthi kukhona la uNkulunkulu akulwela khona ekusithakaleni, la wena ungaboni ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukwenzeleni, where the enemy sometimes will make you blind, akubonise konke okungenzeka empilweni yakho, akubonise unemployment, akubonise abantwana abangalaleli, akubonise umshado ongasebenzi kahle, kanti zikhona ezinye izimpi ezisekusithakaleni wena ongazibonanga, eziwesi kunalezo zibonanga amehlo enyama, uNkulunkulu akulwela zona. Bese kuba khona lezi uNkulunkulu akulwela zona, umbono uNkulunkulu ukuthi nangempela la isandla sikaJehova lesi. Bese kukhona la uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi wena ungene empini, bese kuba uyo coachayo ukuthi ulwa kanjani kuleyo mpi. Yabona kufana njengoDavide lesikhathi ayobhekana noGoliath, sesayifunda kulamaviki aphelile ukuthi uDavide wahamba waya empini wathatha izikhali zakhe ekuwamatshe amahlanu ukuthi ayobhekana noGoliath. Those were the weapons that he used in order to go and fight that battle, and those weapons, they were so despisable ngendlela yokuthi uze wakhuluma kwanaye uGoliath esho kuDavide ukuthi, why are you coming against me ngamatshe, ngiyinja na? Lalela, the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Njoba sifundile last week ku 2 Corinthians chapter 10. But you know, ikhali zikamoya sometimes they can look so despisable. Zibukeka zidelelekile emehlweni wethu, kodwa lalela, they are more powerful than anything ekhona la emhlabeni, because they have been empowered by heaven. Those are the weapons uNkulunkulu asinike zona ukuthi silwe ngazo. So namhlanje ngifuna ukukhuluma about, last week ngiqalile nje just to hint a bit ukuthi in order for you to be able to fight your battle, and in order for you to be guaranteed victory, you need to have a certain mindset. You cannot go into battle udoubta. Uthe angena uDavide alwa noGoliath, uGoliath wakhuluma amazwi am intimidatayo uDavide, kodwa uDavide azange azawalalele lawo mazwi lawo. The first opposition I told you uDavide was from his brother. Ambuza ukuthi kahle kahle wena umthetho wakho uzela empini ukuthi uzoletha lokudla, noma uzela ukuzobona ukuthi impi kwenzakalani, usekabi wena. UDavide wakudlulisa lokho. Secondly, uthe sekayobhekana noGoliath, uGoliath naye wam insulta wathi, uyinto encane wena, uyini wena ukuthi uzolwa nami? Lalela, izimo sometimes ziyadelela, kodwa noma ngabe zidelela kangakanani, wena udinga ukuthi umazi uNkulunkulu wakho. UDavid had this mindset eyokuthi nangempela impi yakuse yakhe ingeka Jehova. Asifunde ke mlaleli, ngifuna ukufunda lana ku Ephesians chapter 6, so funda ku verse 10. Lithi, finally my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The ultimate weapon is for you to stand. The ultimate weapon, yebo ngiyaziboni ikhali zikamoya ozozisebenzisa, but the very first thing that you need to do uma ubhekane nempi ukuthi ume. You need to be able to stand. You stand kuloko kungameki, isimo siloko sibhizi sinyakazisa, isimo siloko sibhizi sizamazama, kodwa wena ume, ungavumeli ukuthi uSathane a intimidate impilo yakho. Let's read the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 4. Uthi, if the spirit of the ruler rise up against thee, leave not thy place, for yielding pacifieth great offenses. ngesizulu lithi lapho umoya wombusi ukuvukela ungayishiyi indawo yakho. Esikhathini esiningi siyayishiya indawo yethu uma usathane ezoku-intimidator, uma usathane ezela ukuzotshontsha empilweni yakho. Mhlawumbe sometimes the enemy is coming with sickness empilweni yakho. Bese wena ubone kahle baba kudiagnosa bathi this thing cannot be healed. It is a permanent thing and it can only be treated ngama chronic. Lalela izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi ngemivimbo kaJesu wena uphilisiwe. Angifuni ukuthi bese soyavumelana naloku uDr. Akshoyo. Lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu, whose report will you believe? Yes, I'm not saying you do not need to take the treatment, but what I'm saying ukuthi wena you need to have it at the back of your mind ukuthi ngemivimbo kaJesu Kristu uphilisiwe. You are healed from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. You must read the book of Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, wehle nayo ithi by his stripes we are healed. It means ukuthi the Lord has paid for your healing. And even when the enemy comes to intimidate you with any other situation ongabhekana naye empilweni yakho, angazi ukuthi undlula phi ngoba ziningi, but engifuna ukukusho ukuthi wena ungayishiyi indawo yakho. Udinga ukuthi ufunde ukuma. You need to stand your ground and you need to be on the side of the word of God. You need to be on the side of the promises of God for your life. Do you remember Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego? Lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu kwenziwa isithombe esikhulu, which was an idol ebekufanele ukuthi basidumise, ebekufanele ukuthi sikhothanyelwe. Sikhothanyelwa inkosi yaseBhabhiloni, sikhothanyelwa by the presidents, sikhothanyelwa yibo bonke abantu abaphezulu nabaphansi, abacebile nabahluphekayo. But lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu, these three young men, they refused to bow down. They stood, bathi bona thina sizoma and esimile ekutheni asizukukhothama. Lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu, sebabiziwe enkosini. Inkosi yazama ukubancenga because inkosi beyazi ukuthi what they bring to the table. Beyazi ukuthi umbuso umi ngabo because lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu, they were very good in science and they had an excellent spirit upon them. So izinto bezifunctiona kahle eBabylon ngenxa yokuthi bona bakhona, ngenxa yokuhlakanipha kwabo nokwazi kwabo, ngenxa ye diligence yabo. So inkosi yazama ukuba saver, yathi ngiyanicela ukuthi makukhala icilongo bese seniyakhothama. Lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu, you'll read about it in the book of Daniel. Lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu, bona bavele bathi yabona, when it comes to this there is no need ukuthi likhale nokukhala lelo cilongo ngoba thina asizukukhothama. Owethu uNkulunkulu is able to deliver us from you wena Nkosi, and is also able to deliver us from this fiery furnace. So thina we are not going to do it. What even if he does not deliver us, makwazeke ukuthi thina asizukukhothama. UNkulunkulu in this generation is looking for people that are going to stand, people abangeke baze banyakaziswe. Uthi umshado sowuphela bese soya kuJehova uthi baba lithi izilakho okuhlanganiswe wuwe akekho ongakuhlukanisa, noma let no man put asunder. So I'm going to stand upon that word. Seyikushiyile indoda, sekahambile unkosikazi, umele umshado wakho. Nanoma abantwana sebaganga, sebenza izinto eziphume endleleni, uya kuJehova uthi kodwa wena babuthezini lakho, ngenxa yethu bangcwelisiwe abantwana bethu. You promised us a godly offspring. Yebo, okwamanje inyawupe ibaphethe, okwamanje kwenzakala ini? Lithi likaNkulunkulu, the devil roams around seeking whom he may devour. So noma ngabe sekabagwinyile uSathane, kodwa uzobahlanza because laba bona ekungabakho bangcwelisiwe ngenxa yensindiso yethu. We need to stand because we are the ones that have a spiritual jurisdiction over our families, over our children, over our wives. You know, so you need to just stand in the gap. Umkhole uNkulunkulu. Mhlawumbe umntana akha ukuthola umsebenzi naye. Wena, what do you believe? Do you believe in the report of the Lord? Lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu, ibusiso zikaJehova zinguyebo no amen kuKristu Jesu. But liyangichaza ngesizulu lithi noma ziziningi kangaka, ngoba ziningi iithembiso zakhe ezimpilweni zethu, we stand upon the promises of God. Namhlanje I'm here to encourage you mlaleli, mhlambe so give uphile, ngithi go back to your position, ungavumi. Go back to your position. There are certain territories that I've lost also in my life because ngiyengayishiya indawo yami lapho uma yombusi ungivukele. Kodwa ngithi mina awuphakame ke namhlanje and make up your mind that you are not going to allow the enemy to take that which God has gifted you with, to take that which God has blessed you with. Refuse and just stand. Ungavumi ukunyakaziswa mlaleli. Next week siyaqhubeka about standing. Safuna nje ukuthi ngikhulume ngokuthi sima kanjani na. Nkulunkulu akubusise.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.